Thank you guys for being here again. So I'm going to sneak in a few quick stories before I play another song, if that's okay. Great, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll try to keep it short because I know you guys want the rock and roll. But so I'm... The reason I'm out on the road is because I've got a couple weeks between jobs, and I was like, oh, I should go enjoy myself and do something I've never done and, you know, think of some stories, because I can't think of many stories that I have to tell. So I'm like digging deep to find ones that are actually pretty good. So the last time I took a vacation like this was like 10 years ago. I went out on the road with my buddy Steve. This time Steve is my dog. I don't have a friend on the road with me, just my dog. But last time it was a human person named Steve. And I kept, like, back then I wanted to be an author, which is weird. Like, I've never written really anything professionally, but I wrote all of our travels down in, like, a book, you know, or on my computer. I was like, oh, I'm going to get this published. I don't know why. I don't know why anyone would even want to read that. But the weirdest thing that I did was every night or every morning I kept track of what we had for breakfast at, like, what hotel. Because I don't know if you guys know, like, if you go to hotels, a lot of times you get free breakfast, continental breakfast, and it varies wildly in quality from, like, pretty awful to like really great. So for some reason every day I kept an itemized list of like what we had for breakfast and how good it was. I don't know why. No one wants to read this. You guys probably don't even want to hear me talking about it. But here's the other fun thing about continental breakfast. About halfway through the trip, Steve and I realized that hotels don't really know if you've stayed overnight in order to get their breakfast. Like, you could probably just walk into the hotel while they're serving food and get food. So I'm not encouraging, like, illegal behavior here. I'm really not. I promise you I'm not. But I will say this, that about 2 months after our trip, Steve and I were feeling nostalgic, and he was about to move. He was going to move away from where we both lived together. So he was like, hey, for old time's sake, why don't we go get breakfast again? And so we obviously didn't stay at any hotels because this is where we lived, but we went to the nearest hotel to our houses, and sure enough, we just walked right in the front door and got free breakfast because they never check. So you guys, life hack travel tip, if you ever need breakfast on the road, most hotels will just let you have it. P.S. Again, this is probably not illegal. I'm not really telling you to do this. Maybe. But this time I'm fending for myself, guys. I brought breakfast for myself in the car. I'm being a responsible adult this time. Anyway, I'm gonna play some more music for you. Yeah.